Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of Thursday, the 5th of April, 2018. The original date of the Murli was the 18th of March, 2008. Transform the world reason into solution and become a master bestower of liberation. Celebrate the holy of making everyone equal to the Father by coloring them with the color of the Father's company. Today, Bap Dada, the master of all treasures, is seeing all his children everywhere who are full of all treasures. He is pleased to see how much of all the treasures each child has accumulated. Everyone has received the same treasures at the same time. But, even then, the account of accumulation of all the children is different. According to the time, Bap Dada now wishes to see all the children full of all the treasures because these treasures are not just for this one birth now. These imperishable treasures are going to be with you for many births. All of you children know about the treasures of this time. As soon as you speak about them, all the treasures that Bap Dada has given you appear in front of you. The list of all the treasures has emerged in front of all of you, has it not? Bap Dada has told you earlier too that you have received the treasures. But what is the method to use in order to accumulate them? To the extent that someone is an instrument and has humility, to that extent, he or she accumulates those treasures. So check, with the method of being an instrument and being humble, how many treasures have you accumulated in your account? Spiritual intoxication of being a soul who is full is automatically visible from the activity and the face of a soul who has accumulated these treasures and is full. Spiritual intoxication and pride are always sparkling on their face. And to the extent that there is spiritual pride, so they will be carefree emperors. Spiritual pride, that is, spiritual intoxication, is a sign of being a carefree emperor. So, check yourself. Do I have the faith and intoxication of being a carefree emperor visible on my face and in my activity? All of you have received a mirror, have you not? So, check your face in the mirror of your heart. Do you have any type of worry? What will happen? How will it happen? Perhaps this will happen. You don't have any of these types of thoughts remaining, do you? A carefree emperor would only have the thought, whatever is happening is very good. And whatever is going to happen will be the best of all. This is called spiritual pride. Spiritual pride means to be a soul who has self-respect. To the extent that people earn perishable wealth, so according to the time, they also have that much worry. Do you have any worry about your godly pleasures? Godly treasures. You are carefree, are you not? Those who are the masters of the treasures and the children of God are always carefree emperors even in their dreams because they have the faith that, let alone in this birth, these godly treasures are with them in this birth and will remain with them for many births. This is why those with such faith in the intellect are carefree. So today, Bap Dada is seeing the account of accumulation of all the children everywhere. You have been told earlier too that there are three types of accounts in particular which you have accumulated and can accumulate. Number 1. To accumulate the treasures according to your efforts. Number 2. The account of blessings. The method to accumulate in the account of blessings is, while engaged in service and coming into connection and relationship with others through your thoughts, words and deeds, in all three, always remain content with the self and make others constantly content too. Contentment increases the account of blessings. Number 3. The account of charity. The method for the account of charity is that whatever service you do, whether through your words, through your mind, words, deeds, and while coming into relationship and connection with others, always have an attitude that is altruistic and unlimited. Serve with your nature, your good intentions and good feelings. By doing so, you automatically accumulate in your account of charity. So check. Do you know how to check? Do you? Those who don't know how to do this, raise your hand. There isn't anyone who doesn't know how to do this, which means everyone knows how to check. So, have you checked to what percentage you have accumulated in the three accounts? In the account of your own efforts, in the account of blessings, and in your account of charity. Have you checked this? Those who check yourself, raise your hand. Do you check yourself? Do those in the first line not check? Do you not check? What are you saying? You do check, do you not? Bap Dada has already told you and given you a signal that now the closeness of time is moving ahead at a fast speed. This is why you have to check yourself again and again. Bap Dada wishes to see every child as a king child, a Raj Yogi and a king child. God, the Father, has the spiritual intoxication that each and every child is a king child. Each one is a child of God and has self-sovereignty and world sovereignty. You continue to receive treasures from Bap Dada. The method to accumulate these treasures is very easy. Call it a method or a key. You know that. What is the key with which to accumulate? Do you know? The three dots. All of you have this key, do you not? Apply the three dots and the treasures will continue to accumulate. Do the mothers know how to use the key? Mothers are clever in looking after keys, are you not? So, have all the mothers kept this key of the three dots carefully hidden? Do you know how to use it? Mothers, speak. Do you have the key? Those who have it, raise your hand. The key doesn't get stolen, does it? Generally, mothers know very well how to look after the keys for everything in the house. Similarly, does this key also always remain with you? So, at the present time, because time is close, Bap Dada wants to see all of you children change one word in your thoughts, words and practical actions. Do you have this courage? Just one word. This is the transformation that Bap Dada wants to bring about in every child. It is just the one word that keeps making you into a careless effort maker from an intense effort maker. And now, according to the time, what effort should you be making? Intense effort. Everyone wants to be in the line of intense effort makers, but one word makes you careless. Do you know that one word? Are you ready to change that word? Are you ready? Are you? Raise your hands if you are. Look, your photo is being shown on the TV. Are you ready? Congratulations. Are you going to change it with fast effort? Or will you say, I will do it at some time. It will happen at some time. It is not like that, is it? You all must know that one word because you are all clever. So, change the one word reason and bring in front of you the word solution. When reason, that is excuse, comes in front of you, or you think about it, you are not able to find a solution. So, even in your thoughts, not just in your words, Bap Dada wants you to change the word reason into the word solution. There are many types of reasons, and when these come in your thoughts, words and deeds, they become a bondage in your intense effort. All of you promised Bap Dada. You have made a promise with love that all of you are the Father's companions in His task of world transformation. You are the Father's companions. The Father doesn't do this alone. He brings the children with Him. So, what is your task in the task of world transformation? To change the reasons and causes into solutions for all souls. Nowadays, because the majority of souls are unhappy and peaceless, they want liberation now. They want liberation from their sorrow, peacelessness, and all bondages. And who are the best overs of liberation? Together with the Father, your children are also best overs of liberation. Even today, what do people ask for from your non-living images? Now, seeing the sorrow and peacelessness increase, the majority of souls are remembering you souls who are bestowers of liberation. They are unhappy in their mind and are crying out, O bestowers of liberation, give us liberation. Can you not hear the call of sorrow and peacelessness of the souls? Become the bestowers of liberation. And first of all, liberate yourself from this word, reason. And then the sound of liberation will automatically echo in your ears. First of all, when you are liberated from this word internally within yourself, you will then be able to liberate others. Now, day by day, there is going to be a queue in front of you souls calling out, O bestower of liberation, give us liberation. However, until now, because of the excuse of giving many reasons, the gate to liberation is closed. This is why Bap Dada is dot 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 dot. There are other weak words with this too, but the main word is reason. And there are other weaknesses with that, too. In this way, aise, in that way, vaise, how, kaise, These words are also connected with it, and these are the reasons why the gates are still closed. Today, all of you have come to celebrate Holi. All of you have come running here, having climbed the plane of love. You have love for the Father, and this is why you have come to celebrate Holi with the Father. Congratulations! Welcome! Bab Dada is congratulating you. Bab Dada is seeing that even those in wheelchairs whose health is not so good have come here with courage. Bab Dada is seeing this scene. When you come to class and the programs, some come in wheelchairs holding on to their guides. So, what would you call this? Love for God. Bab Dada specially gives lots and lots of blessings and love from the heart to such courageous, loving children who have love in their heart. You have come here with the courage and you have help from the Father and the family. Have all of you got a comfortable place to stay in? Raise your hands if you have got a comfortable place to stay in. Have the foreigners got a good place? This is a mela. In those melas, there is so much dust around as you continue to eat your meals. Did you get good Brahma Bhojan? Do you get that? Yes, you are waving your hands. You received 3 feet of land to sleep on. You will only have such a meeting again after 5,000 years at the confluence age. It will not happen before then. So, today, Bab Dada had the thought to see the account of accumulation of all the children. He has seen it and will see it in the future too. Bab Dada had given you children a warning about this earlier too, that the account of accumulation and the time for accumulation is only now at the confluence age. Accumulate as much as you want at this confluence age. The account for the whole cycle can be accumulated at this time. The bank for the account of accumulation will be closed after this. What will you do then? This is why Bab Dada has love for the children, and he knows that out of carelessness, children sometimes forget, thinking, it will happen, I will see about it, I am doing it, I am moving along. You say with great pleasure, can you not see that we are doing it? We are moving along, what else can we do? However, there is so much difference between walking and flying. You are moving along, and so, congratulations for that. But now, the time for walking is coming to an end, and it is now the time to fly. For only then will you be able to reach your destination. To be part of the ordinary subjects when you are a child of God. Does it seem right for a child of God to be an ordinary subject? This is why Bab Dada wants from today, the meaning of Holi is to let the past be the past. You have come here to celebrate Holi, and so let the past be the past. Due to whatever reason, if any weakness still remains, then let the past be the past from this moment, and keep your picture in your awareness. Become your own artist and paint your own picture. Should Bab Dada tell you what picture of every child he is seeing in front of him? Do you know which picture he is seeing? Now, all of you should take a picture of yourself. Do you know how to take a picture of yourself? With a pen of elevated thoughts, bring your own picture in front of you now. First, everyone perform the drill. the mind drill. Not the drill of the physical organs, but the drill of the mind. Are you ready to perform the drill? Not in agreement if you are. Look, the most elevated picture of all is of someone with a crown, a throne, and a tilak. So, bring your own picture in front of you. Put aside all other thoughts and see how all of you are seated on Bap Dada's heart throne. You have this throne, do you not? You will not receive such a throne anywhere else. So, first take this picture. I, a special soul, a soul with self-respect, Bap Dada's first creation, an elevated soul, am seated on Bap Dada's heart throne. Are you seated on the throne? Together with that, apply the tilak of the awareness of being a soul, who is God's creation, sitting amongst the roots of this tree, an ancestor and a worthy of worship soul. Did you apply the tilak of this awareness? Together with that, be a carefree emperor. I have surrendered to Bap Dada the burden of all my worries and am wearing a double light crown. So, I am one who has a crown, a tilak, and a throne. I am a soul who is so much loved by God, the Father. So, have you taken this picture of yourself? You can wear this crown of being double light while walking and moving around. Whenever you remember your self-respect, then remember that you are a soul who has the crown, the tilak, and are seated on the heart throne. Bring this picture in front of you with determined thoughts. Do you remember the practice you had in the beginning was to have the awareness of just the one expression, who am I? Who am I? Again and again, bring this into your awareness. Who am I? And remember the titles of self-respect you have received from God. Nowadays, human beings receive titles from human beings, and this still gives so much importance to them. Whereas you children have received so many titles from the Father. You have received so much respect. Always keep churning the list of self-respect in your intellect. Who am I? Bring that list in front of you. Maintain this intoxication and the word reason will become merged and you will find a solution in every action. When you become an embodiment of solutions, you will easily be able to show all souls the way to go to the land of Nirvana, the land of liberation, and liberate them. Have a determined thought. Do you know how to have a determined thought? When there is determination, then that determination is the key to success. Do not allow there to be the slightest weakness in your determined thoughts because it is Maya's duty to defeat you. And what is your duty? Your duty is to become a garland around the Father's neck, not to be defeated by Maya. So, all of you have this thought, I am always a rosary of victory around the Father's neck. I am a garland around Baba's neck. I am a rosary of victory around the Father's neck. So, when Bap Dada asks you to raise your hands as to what you will become, what reply do you give? You all give just the one reply that you will become Lakshmi and Narayan, not Rama and Sita. So those who are to become Lakshmi and Narayan, you are the beads of the rosary of victory around Bap Dada's neck. You are worthy of worship souls. By rotating the beads of your rosary, people finish their problems. You are such elevated beads. So, what will you give Bap Dada today? You will give some gift for Holi, will you not? This word, reason, and toh toh in Hindi, that means, and so this, and so that. By saying toh toh, you will become like parrots. Not even giving reasons such as like this, like that. Do not give any type of reason, but just find a solution. Today's Holi is the Holi of constantly staying in the combined form with Bap Dada. Did you celebrate such a Holi? To remain in the strongest company of all is to be in the combined form. Those who are with you can be a little bit ahead or behind, but those who are combined are always together. So, Holi means to be in the color of the Father's company. You have the color yourself with the Father's color, that is, you have to become equal. So, you are combined, are you not? Or, are you that only sometimes? It has been seen that some children make effort and become a little weak, and so they prefer to be left alone. They don't want any company, and they just want to be alone and think in their solitude. This solitude is not so good. This is God's family, and you have so many companions in God's family, and so, how can you be left alone? This is Maya's cleverness. She first of all singles you out and then attacks you. In the rosary, is there just one bead? What is the speciality of a rosary? One bead has a close relationship with the next bead. The thread is not visible even slightly in between. To be loving, cooperative companions is your memorial. So, did you celebrate that Holi? To be equal to the Father means to be colored by the company. What is everyone's thought? It is to become equal, is it not? The Father is happy. Bap Dada is giving multi-million-fold congratulations to each child for becoming equal and for having elevated thoughts. Congratulations, congratulations. You have the intoxication. Who else is as multi-million times fortunate as I am? Maintain this intoxication. Those who have come to meet Bap Dada for the first time, raise your hands. Bap Dada especially congratulating the children who have come for the first time for celebrating the pleasure of the gathering at this confluence age. Together with that, he is giving a special blessing. May you be immortal. After celebrating a meeting with Baba at Amritvela, always remember this blessing for the whole day. I am immortal, a child of the immortal Father. I am a soul who is going to attain an immortal status. You may take another birth, but your happiness and peace will remain immortal. Achcha. Delhi and Agra zones are responsible for serving this turn. Bap Dada has seen that whichever zone's turn it is, they give everyone a chance with a big heart and an open heart. This is good. It brings double benefit. One is of serving the yajna, and the other is that the charity of serving the yajna is great. You receive 100,000-fold fruit of one. The praise of the yajna is not a small thing. Whoever comes receives a lot of benefit. One is that you accumulate the charity of serving the yajna, and secondly, so many elevated souls come together in Madhuban. Whether they are Pandavas, Dadis, Maharathi brothers and sisters, and such an unlimited family, where else will you find such an unlimited family? Even in the golden age, it will be a small family. How many people have come now? 17,500 brothers and sisters have come, and there are 500 children in that. 500 children have come, and so they are so fortunate. Baba continued, 500 children have come, and so they are so fortunate. You will not find a family of so many thousands in the golden, silver, copper, or iron ages. Have you ever heard of one family having 17,000 members? It would be difficult to look after everyone. However, here, look how everyone is living together with such pleasure. So, there is so much benefit. Hardly anywhere else does a meeting of the family take place. Whereas here, this is God's special family. Those from Delhi have to make Delhi into the future capital. Is that firm? Are you ready? So, this is a very big family for everyone. Everyone will come to your Delhi. They will become your companions. So, you have to make preparations, do you not? So, have you made the preparations in Delhi? Have you invoked everyone? Now, Delhi is in trouble. When you listen to the news every day, what is the news? Nothing but problems. And what will it become now? What Delhi will it become? It will become Golden Delhi. You will give a place to everyone, will you not? You will call everyone to the capital, will you not? So, those from Delhi will first of all have to get Delhi ready. Only then will everyone come. Those from Delhi have many specialities. Baba Dada has seen that those from Delhi have made many special types of service emerge from Delhi. You have become instruments. Now, in order to make Delhi into Golden Delhi, make such plans that the sound of wah wah emerges from everyone's heart. The instruments from Delhi, you have given us the fortune of the kingdom of heaven. Heaven is going to be created in Delhi. The establishment has to take place there. It is good. The gathering is also good, and there are special souls to make plans for service there. Sakar Brahma, Jagadamba, and all the instrument dadis have had love for Delhi. Is there any dadi who hasn't been to Delhi? There isn't anyone. So, those from Delhi make some new plans for service. Now, all the zones want some newness because they all have done a lot of everything else. Now, especially sit at Amritvela and think about new plans and they will emerge. Even now, the service that you are doing is good. All the zones continue to do one thing or another. Baba Dada has heard that wherever Baba Dada has given the children a ready-made place as a gift for them to do service, whether it is ORC in Delhi or Hyderabad. Where is the sister from Hyderabad? That is Kuldeep Ben. Very good waves of service have begun there, too. You have maintained good courage. Baba Dada is giving special congratulations for your courage. In Delhi, too, you are making very good effort to keep the place busy with different types of service. Baba Dada receives news of all the zones in their different services. For instance, Gujarat is serving the youth and the rural wings. All the zones in their own way have a good interest in doing service. Because each zone has all the different wings, it is easy to serve the wings. Bap Dada continues to receive the news. Bap Dada is pleased. But now, just as you used to advertise using small bells, and in some places, huge drums were beaten, giving notice of what is to happen. So now, beat huge drums and have trumpets of such a loud sound. Small drums are being beaten. At Shivratri, Bap Dada saw that many people put up hoardings that the one has come, he has come. However, that sound has not reached everyone's heart. Now, this sound should emerge from everyone's heart, Ava Baba has come. Which zone will do this first? Any zone can do this because Bap Dada gives everyone a chance. At the least, in the programs of the wings that you have, everyone should say from their heart, not chant like a slogan, he has come, he has come. They should say from their heart, Ava Baba has come. Some speak this, some understand this. However, now the whole gathering should say with their zeal and enthusiasm, he has come. You can do this much, can you not? Prepare the whole gathering. They do come, but they should now also accept this. Time is coming close, and so congratulations to those from Delhi. The responsibility of those from Delhi is very big. Officially, the establishment of service began in Delhi. Not officially like the centers today, but service first began in Delhi. So now, perform even greater wonders. The plan can emerge in anyone's intellect. Acha, congratulations. Those from Agra, stand up. There are few of you. Even so, those from Agra can do special service. The service in Agra takes place through the government in Agra. Even greater service is to take place through the almighty government in Agra. So now, those from Agra have to do such service that the name of the almighty government becomes well known. When you come next time, come having made a plan for all the service, and if you want to make someone your companion and take help from someone, then take that help and give Bap Dada the practical result that this year this special service took place. Where are the teachers? Will you do this? Make the whole plan before you come. Many zones make a plan of where they have served, what newness they brought about, and to what extent they spread the sound. Bring this record. Is that all right? You are few, but what did the five Pandavas not achieve? So, you can show these wonders. There may be few numbers, but do the maximum service. Is that all right? It is good. Father Brahma paid a lot of attention to Agra. So, give the proof to Father Brahma. Acha. It is good that you have taken this chance for service. Very good. Double foreigners, 700 brothers and sisters have come from 50 countries. Uncle Narayan has also come. Wah! Bap Dada is pleased to see this couple and the family. In the Brahmin family, you were the first VIP person to officially become an instrument. You may all clap. And the wonder is that you established a center while being on governmental duty and also gave the introduction to many VIPs. You even established Guyana. And Guyana then became instrumental for the service in America. You are not just instrumental for Guyana. You are also an instrument for the service in America. This is why Bab Dada has lots of blessings and love from the heart for you. He has multi-million fold of love and remembrance in his heart. Where is Auntie? The daughters have also come, have they not? You are very much loved. You are loved by the family and also by Bab Dada. It is good. What title has Bab Dada given the double foreigners? Double intense effort makers. Bab Dada always says that the double foreigners have proved Bab Dada's title of being the world transformer. Otherwise, everyone used to say that he is the benefactor of Bharat alone. Because of the lands abroad, he became a world benefactor in a practical way. Bab Dada has seen that in every season, the number of double foreigners is increasing, and the special transformation is that the sound that used to emerge earlier of our culture and the culture of Bharat does not emerge anymore. It has been transformed. Now, everyone has just the one culture, the Brahmin culture. You like this, do you not? Do you like the Brahmin culture? You do like it, and this is why Bab Dada likes you double foreigners very, very, very much. Your speciality is that when you take up any task, you make sure you complete it. You maintain courage, and if you say yes, you mean yes, and if you say no, you mean no. You are clever in that. However, the majority of you always say, Haji, Haji. You are going ahead very well saying, Sweet Baba, Sweet Dadis, Sweet Family, Haji, Haji. Earlier, you used to say about the foreign countries that it is very difficult to increase the number of students. Is it still difficult? They are coming now, are they not? Now, even the VIPs are coming into relationship and connection. So, the zeal and enthusiasm in your heart is making all of you move forward and also making service move forward. You are moving ahead, are you not? You are moving ahead. Are you content? It is good. The gathering that you have in Abu fills everyone with power. Therefore, definitely continue to come every season. Continue to come and increase the beauty of the Yajna. Bab Dada likes the meetings, programs and dialogues and the call of time retreats that you all have. Acha. Congratulations. 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 All mothers, raise your hands. 10,000 mothers have come. The scene of the hands being waved is very good. Bab Dada is also waving his own hand. Mothers have the blessing that the centers in which the mothers are very good effort makers and are loving have Bab Dada's blessing so that where there are mothers, the Bhandara and Bhandari of the Yajna are always full. It is good. The service of the Yajna that the mothers do with love makes everything flourish a great deal. And because of it flourishing, the Bhandara and Bhandari also flourish. And this is why Bab Dada is giving special congratulations to the mother. Baba is congratulating you. Congratulations. Acha. Pandavas, raise your hands. There are many Pandavas too. Look, the centers cannot progress in service without Pandavas. Pandavas make very good plans for service. Pandavas have received a blessing. You make very good new plans of service, and you are the protectors of the Shaktis. Pandavas should always think that wherever you may be living, whether at home or at the center, you are protectors of the Shaktis. No one's good or bad vision should fall on them. You are such servers. And if the Pandavas did not come, the special newness of this elevated knowledge is that you are all loving and detached while living in the household. You are loving and detached while living with the family. You are conquerors of attachment, destroyers of attachment. If there weren't any Pandavas and only Shaktis, how could everything continue? This is why sometimes Shaktis are praised and sometimes Pandavas are praised. The image of this is the image of Chaturbhuj, the four-armed image. The father's task cannot continue without the Pandavas, and his task cannot be completed without the Shaktis. This is why there is not just a necessity for the whole family to come, but it is also important. The little children are no less either. Seeing the little children, everyone becomes happy. All the little children who have come, stand up. You may all wave your hands. So, what should Baba say to you? Wah, children, wah! The children are also praised. If the children didn't come here, it cannot be said to be a family. In a family, there have to be children, Pandavas and Shaktis. So, Baba heard that the children had a retreat. There was a retreat of Adar Kumars and Kumars from abroad. Those who have had retreats, stand up. Bab Dada receives all the news. The effort that all of you made, whether the Kumars or the Adar Kumars, Bab Dada is pleased that you came into the atmosphere of Madhuban and made progress in your stage and in your effort. That is very good, because you can't get the atmosphere like that of Madhuban anywhere else. Now, whether just the youth Kumars or the Adar Kumars, the experience that you had of intense effort, did you experience intense effort? Keep that immortal. Always remember the blessing of immortality. It should not be that when you return, you say that you are just making effort and not intense effort. Instead, you should say that you are flying in the flying stage. Bring about such results. You did very well. Bab Dada is pleased. Achha. Now, in 1 second, all Brahmins, whilst practicing Raj Yoga, become a master who can concentrate your mind. Concentrate your mind on something for as long as you want, in the way that you want. Concentrate your mind just now. Your mind should not wander anywhere, here or there. Mera Baba, sweet Baba, lovely Baba. With this love and the color, and with the color of this company, celebrate spiritual holi. Baba then conducted this drill. Achha. To all the elevated, special holi, and highest children everywhere, to those who always experience themselves to be master or mighty authority souls, that is Sarva Shaktiman, full of all powers the same as the Father, to the children who are bestowers of liberation, who became liberated from all weaknesses themselves, and who enable other souls to receive liberation, to those who always remain seated on the seat of self-respect, to those who always remain an embodiment of the experience of the blessing of being immortal. To such children from everywhere, whether they are sitting in front of Baba or are sitting far away and merge in love, to such children, love and remembrance. To the children who have given the news of zeal and enthusiasm for their effort, lots of love and remembrance from the heart of Bab Dada, and multi-million-fold love and remembrance from the heart. Namaste to all the Rajyogi children who have all rights to the kingdom. Then, to Mohini Ben, she related news of her health to Baba. Baba continued, "It was good that you completed everything on time and came here. This is cleverness of the intellect. Very good." To Dadi Janki, "You are enjoying yourself, are you not?" Dadi said, "What can I say? How can I show it?" Baba replied, "With your eyes." "The one who is making me move is making me do everything. I am the oldest in age, in terms of all the great souls," Dadi says. "Congratulations," said Baba. "Everyone should see Bab Dada," said Dadi. Baba continued, "These eyes should see. The world should see what Baba is doing and how he is doing it. Acha." Then to the Dadis, "Are all of you all right? All of you are the original jewels. Very good. You are flying. Acha. Okay. Old things are invaluable. They have a lot of value." Then followed Ramesh Bhai, Usha Ben and Dr. Anila meeting Bab Dada. "You did very well. You are the original jewels. You are the original jewels of service. You are the first family where Jagadamba stayed. You are a lucky family." Then to Usha Ben, "You played a very good part. However, as is your nature, according to that, you have played a very, very, very good part. This is why everyone loves you. And everyone is happy that you played a very good part. You did well. You have taken direct sustenance. This is the original family who have also taken sustenance from Sakar Baba closely, and you also played a part in service." Then to Dr. Anila, "She also has a blessing." To Sister Shanti from Sirifat, Delhi, "It has been seen that for the majority, you pass in passing through the accounts of the body. You have also taken the pass certificate, have you not? You played a very good part. Nowadays, doctors are served very well. They see the difference in your practical life and this has an impact." Then to the sisters who served her, "This one is very much loved. This one is small and specially loved and served with her heart. There is great importance in serving with your heart. Everyone does service, but service done with the heart has importance. This one is going ahead in effort. Very good." Then to Dr. Anila, "You have love for the father in your heart. You have love for the family also, and so you have blessings from the father and also the family." Then to the RCO sisters from abroad, "It is good. You have a chance to stay in Madhuban and also a special chance for service. Even so, you are the main actors of the second group of those who have become instruments for service. This group of the beginning period is sitting here, but you are the group of those who are the original jewels of service, the service companions who have made others companions. To the extent that Bhavdatta praises these souls, the ones who are jewels of establishment at the beginning, to that extent, Bhavdatta also praises those who are the original companions of service. There are others from abroad too, but you are the instruments. The majority, all of you are the jewels of the beginning of service. So, you have all also received a good chance. Yes, you definitely have to work hard, because their way of living, their culture is all different, and to bring them into one culture, congratulations to you all for that. You have worked very hard. You have had to work hard, but you also received success. Your hard work has not gone to waste. You are now receiving a good response. Foreigners are also very good companions in service. At every center there are those who give their cooperation to you. They are cooperative, are they not? Bhavdatta is pleased. Multi-million-fold congratulations to each one of you. Congratulations, congratulations. Lastly, to Chandrasdatta. Are you all right? Your mind is strong, is it not? If the mind is strong, the body will be fine too. Let your mind always keep on dancing in happiness. Even if you are on a stretcher, let your mind keep dancing. You don't have any worries, do you? A carefree emperor. Om Shanti.